Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
I'm your host, Les Jackson. We're getting ready to kick this thing. We're about to do it as only Les Jackson can, that's for sure. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. Get glued, stumble upon YouTube, Facebook, however you get in, you know you got to fit in. Hey, good afternoon and happy birthday to everybody that is celebrating a birthday on Facebook, Twitter, BlogTalkRadio.com, stumble upon, get glued, my WordPress blogger, all my friends on Our Saloon. Want to give a special shout out to my girl, Isha Too. I see you, baby, I feel you. Monique, I give you a big shout out, John. Rich girl Chantel, hanging out with your daughter. Give you and Miss Genesis a big shout out. Cynthia, doing your thing, looking good, doing all that workout. Want to give you a shout out. John, shout out to you. Happy birthday to my boy Fred Barr, over there at 1610 KKRP. Want to give you a big shout out. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Big salutes. Keep on doing what you're doing, brother. You're making it sound good. You're bringing the real issues to everybody. I want to also give a shout-out to Marla. Marla June, back in the house. I was worried about you, little sister, and I wanted to give you a shout-out right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 718-664-9476. It's going to be hot and heavy. It's going to be hot and heavy today. It's going to be the fastest next 27 minutes you've seen come before your eyes, and I'm going to jump right to it. Also want to give a shout-out to Jocelyn Epps, host of Inspiration with Jocelyn, the Lady of the Blues. She's doing her thing. Also to Reva Wilson, want to give you a shout-out as we put these things together. Also to Natura Wilson, want to give you a shout-out. Everybody want to give you a shout-out down there checking out them Tigers, the second home game. We took the first. Can we take the second? That's the question I want to ask. Today I want to talk about people need to open their eyes, and we have to make up our minds that we are making a mess of the world. People need to open their eyes and quick, because we are making a mess of our planet, And now God has gotten angry with our behavior toward one another. Wars, killing, cheating, no respect for the fellow man or woman, and earth itself in which we live has now decided she's going to fight back. People need to open their eyes. We need to sit back and straighten up this mess, because I'm telling you, we're acting foolish in a time like this when we're so advanced technologically wise, when we have sat back and made so many great discoveries and found so many things. We are sitting back. We are supposed to be some of the smartest beings on this planet. Yet we're acting as if we've lost our minds and are confused beyond compare. You can email us at opentalkwithlesjackson7@gmail.com. Also follow us on facebook.com/OTLesJackson. You can tweet us on Twitter at twitter.com/OpenTalkLess. I love to hear from you. And like always, all donations that you decide to give to keep this programming coming to you is 100% tax deductible. All you have to do, you can call to 313-862-1957, or you can sit back and you can send all tax deductible donations to 15877 Sorrento Street, Detroit, Michigan 48227. All deductions are tax write-offs 100%. We will get you back the tax ID form that you need for your taxes within 5 to 7 business days. I want to thank you for tuning in. I am Les Jackson. Let's start this thing off again. Again, we saw another shooting of an innocent man. And I'm going to say innocent because that's what he was, just an innocent man. Yes, so what, he had an old child support, what started out to be a routine check. And I'm starting to question and ask myself, what's going wrong with all these routine checks? How come it is that we just can't check a person? And I'm talking about these police officers. How come you just can't check a person if there is a warrant? Explain to them that there is a warrant, because too many times there are warrants out that we don't even know have been put out. And if you looked at, I hope everyone has looked at the video by now, here was a police officer that sat back on Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon, 50-year-old man, sat back, and as the man was running, I guess because he said, well, we got a warrant, we're going to arrest you. Probably the brother took off trying to make the mean escape, which he wasn't right, but then again, he's probably shocked and then stunned. And if you look at the pose of the police officer, he gunned that boy down, shot him in the back, that grown man shot him in the back 8 times. 8. Then ran over and dropped the taser down on the boy's side, called in, put the boy in handcuffs. Now, the man was probably dead already, looking at my observation. He was probably dead already, but dropped him down and put handcuffs on him. 1-1-1-1.
Oh, yes, Les, how you doing? Les, how you doing? This is Mike. Les, how you doing? This is amazing. I saw it.
Mike.
I said...
What,
yeah, man,
happened,
I said,
man?
I said, man, I said, they're showing murder on TV now. They can't talk about rated R movies. This is murder live on your local news around the country. This is sick. The man is even planning stun guns behind dead bodies. You have to realize this has been going on for years. And if it wasn't for technology and camera, this man would be out. This man would be home with his family, eating and going on about his life. And this is sick. No one will tell our children that they have to run away from a cop. We will not tell nobody to do that. But this is he had no reason to shoot him. You do not shoot a fleeing suspect, an unarmed fleeing suspect. They charged him for murder, not homicide.
You seen the video, right?
Yes.
Did you see the pause, the position that police officer was in when he shot them 8 rounds?
Yes, he was standing like he was on a target. He meant to do what he was doing. He meant to kill. He knew what he was doing. But did you see? I think what's so upsetting is and so disturbing, the way he said, "Put your hands behind your back." When he was dead, but the way he just put those cuffs on him and just walked away from that body like that, he didn't care about that guy. He treated him like a piece of meat, like he was an animal in the wild, like he, you know, went to go hunting or something. And then after the paramedics, I think another officer who's come and doing proper procedures, then he's going to check the man's pulse. This is sick. He should have done that first. And what I was telling people, these police officers, they are trained on paramedics. They are trained just like a paramedic when they do all their CPR, and because a fellow officer may get hurt in the field, may get gunned down, and they may have to do CPR on the suspect. So they're trained with this. You see what I'm saying? They may can't do the special type of work, but the basis, CPR, checking pulses, Heimlich maneuvers, all these types of things, officer trained. They get paid to do that. He was not serving and protecting the community.
Mike, look at
it's
the
disgusting.
Young man. I know you heard about this, the young man that died here in Detroit, had asthma, died because of a routine check. Once again, this so-called routine check that they're just pulling over black men for, they don't pull anybody else over for them, but every black individual, they pull them over for what they call routine checks because his windows were tinted too dark and it was 2:00 in the morning. The man said he had asthma. As soon as he got out the car, the police allegedly say that they shot they reached in his car, got the thing, shot him one of his things out the medication thing, but it was too late. For routine check, for tinted windows. For tinted
this is
windows.
Crazy. Right, and now you notice Chris Rock. Chris Rock, he is famous for the joke. There's difference between black people and niggas, but I guess he's a black person. But he's being pulled over every time in his nice expensive car. So it is what it is out here. You can see the recording with the New York officer, and I think this guy, he's a supervisor. He was just slamming the door because I think an immigrant blew their horn at the officer. And I think that's a pet peeve that the officers have, that people shouldn't blow their horns at an officer car. But he got out, slammed the immigrant's door, yelled in his face and all that. See, you cannot do that. See, the thing is, and no one is saying, you know, even when you do the proper thing, speak intelligently, speak articulately to the officers, some of them still have attitudes. And they just have this this disdain for people that are just not like them. And how can you serve and protect people that you don't want to live around, wouldn't live around, and you don't like? It's crazy. You can't do it. It's not going to work.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Mike. Mike, let me ask you this now. I'm going to ask your take on what's going on in the rest of the world. We've seen ISIS. They're taking over and they're killing people based upon religion. They're taking over whole countries, because, you know, a country don't have to be big over in the motherland. But they're taking over pure countries, and yet nobody is really making any real demand. What's your take on that, Jim?
Well, the real demands over there is that it's because it has to be the religious society, like Jordan. Jordan is a religious country. When they actually burnt alive or, you know, set fire to that man, the Jordan, I guess he was part of the Jordan Air Force, Jordan, a Muslim country, went and they struck ISIS. Muslims are going to have to take care of Muslims and correct Muslims. It's going to have to be done. I'm sorry, it's going to have to be some, because you have different sects, just like in any religion. With the Christian religion, you may have the Catholics and the Protestants. They're going to have to go and check each other. This is Muslims are going to have to check Muslims, because another outside entity can't correct them. Now, what America should be, take a look at themselves, they're actually fund all of the ISIS. America funded ISIS with all of the weapons. A lot of those weapons are from old wars, but they still have the weapons. People can still make bullets for those weapons. But I'm just sorry, to the end, Muslims are going to have to go against Muslims and say, hold up, we're going to have to check people. We're going to have to say, hold up, Islam is not like this. In this, in our Arab land, you're not invited, and we're going to have to fight you. Because at this present time, America can't, you know, we stay out of that. So I'm just like it is in Kenya. Kenya army has to go ahead and take care of it. And one thing, I'll say this and I'll be quiet. See, we do not – see, Africans, their government, there is no apartheid in Africa right now. The African countries in the continent of Africa is controlled by Africans. They – have to check people who come in their borders. Their political system, they're going to have to do it. Here in America, 85% of our Congress are Caucasian. We don't have that right as they do in the sense of controlling a whole state, controlling the whole. No, we don't have that. This is a multicultural society. So what I'm saying is Africans have more power politically than we do here. Africans against Africans. So they should take that into consideration and use their power. Africans have their own military. Black people in this country don't have their own military. It's a multicultural society. So they have to check those people. You were talking about Chinese is coming in there and taking over. Well, the Africans have to make sure that when the Chinese come in, 51% of the jobs go to Africans. That's the African responsibility. The leadership in Africa, they have to make sure that all of the villagers or people in Africa cutting down the trees for all the farmers that's just making money, make sure you don't pay them cheap labor. There's a lot of cheap labor going over to Africa, and a lot of Africans are getting rich off of other Africans. You know, they brag on that the rich guy from Nigeria. He's a billionaire. Look how many billionaires are there in Nigeria. He's just one. Spread that money out. So he, one person, he owns a lot of land. So all of this stuff is chaos around the world, man. This world is chaos and confusion. If you're going to leave America, you're going to go into Africa in another political system that's chaos and confusion, and you're going to be over in Africa asking why are these people doing these things like this. So be strong where you're at, man. Be strong where you're at.
My fiance over in Africa, and she was talking about how her boss just belittled her, and that's something I want to tell all the American black females. Don't think that it's greener on the other side, because it's not, my sisters. Women have no rights in Africa. Women are worse than third-class citizens and are being dogged every single day. There's more rape and more madness that goes on over there than you could ever imagine. And she's telling me about this as we speak, because he was unsatisfied with some of the work that she did today. She works for the government. She does her thing, and I know she's good at what she does. And all of a sudden, here it is that people have found out. See, and this is what kills me about, and I'm telling you, here's what kills me about the people in Africa, Mike. Like you said, this thing is black controlled over in Africa, yet we don't want to control anything. And the ones that are there are selling out, and they are being manipulated by the master. Because they've allowed white folks to come in there from France and Britain and be the underlying masters. And slowly but surely, they are losing and stopping recognizing what they actually stood for, and now they're starting to sell out. Come on, talk to me, Mike. Talk to me some more.
This is what we're dealing with here. You hear me? Yeah, man, this is what we're dealing with here. I mean, people need to look, and you hear all these people. Imagine you can hear all these shows talk about religion. Religion is not good. Muslim against Christian. Over in some parts of Africa, we can't have these conversations as we do here in America. They'll kill you.
That's right.
See, people need to look with it. See, people are complaining, and I'm saying there are some people who just hate America. Those people that hate America, they're not doing nothing for themselves. If you're successful in America or have achieved something, you have to have some sense that it's tough here. We go through things, but you have to have some sense of accomplishment. The rhetoric that you hear is from people who are not ambitious, who hate America, and are not planning on doing anything. I can't see how they talk to them, their children. I can't see if these people have children, how are they telling their children to look at this society? Yes, it's tough. When racism comes, we fight it. But until then, we have to be ambitious, and we have to do what we have to do. I just don't understand it, Les. And people say, well, you're supposed to hate America because of what they did. I understand my history, but I know where I am now. I have to take some ownership of this country. People say, well, you'll never own it. Well, my grandfathers and grandmothers built this. I should have some ownership to it. That's my mindset. The quote-unquote people, the majority of this population may say that this is our country, and I say this is our country. You own it and I own it. I know my history of this America. So we have to be ambitious. We have to, you know, fight injustice, but times in between, we have to be successful and try to achieve some things and try to have a goal. And listen, you're going to be around people that look like you anyway. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. So you have to talk about, you know, the people that look like you. Of course, I'm going to say, Les, there are going to be occasions where people that are not your culture, because other cultures affect other cultures. But you just can't have this head down that I can't make it. It's always going to be like this. And it's, what are you doing?
Right.
So
right,
I mean,
now, let me
when
let
the youngsters
that.
Hear
let
this, let's I say, when the youngsters hear this rhetoric, it confuses the mind.
Yes.
It confuses the mind. So therefore, you're stagnated. If you're confused, you're in stagnation. You don't know where to go. You can't even make a choice if you're confused. So that's all I want to say.
And you know what, Mike, here's something. Fred just commented this in the Facebook page. Who on here owns and knows how to shoot a 9mm pistol accurately? And answer me this. Could you hit a person in the leg from 30 to 50 feet if they were running away from you if you had 8 shots to do it? 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say no. But then again, with 8 shots, I might get a couple of them off in him. And if I'm shooting him in the back, Fred, I hate to say it, but all it takes is 1 shot. It don't take a whole bunch. He didn't aim for the legs. He aimed at my man's back. And him being a trained officer, he knew better. I'm not going to give no caterings to him.
Right. Well, look at his stance. He was standing as he would be if he were at the range. He knew what he was doing and planning, running back to the
walk up and to plant, as you said earlier, to put the taser down on the man's side and then call it in and say, the man took my taser. I mean, what kind of bald-faced lie do we have to sit back and go through?
Right.
You know, Fred says, damn right. That cop was at a distance. He should have been able to easily put a round in my man's leg. Tim Downs, convict the cop. Put him in the general pop and let nature run its course. Mark comes in. He says, I've been a military police carrying a 9mm Beretta, and the answer is no, and neither can most cops. Well, I tell you what, Mark, he might didn't have to be accurate, but eight shots and putting that stands on him the way he did, sorry, sir, but there is no excuse. And he was gunned down like an animal, and if this is what it's coming down to, we've got to embrace ourselves because a civil war is brewing, and it's brewing real fast. It's boiling over.
Well, I don't like that race war terminology. I know what I've been hearing
like
now. There's going to be a race
terminology.
Okay, but see, we have to learn how to avoid war.
Yes, confrontation. And I understand
we have
that.
To learn how to avoid it. Now, he had no right to shoot a suspect while they're running. Even on the federal level, you cannot shoot a fleeing suspect.
That's the law. See, I mean, if anything, I mean, it's obvious this guy had all the information he needed. All he had to do is go back to the car, punch it up. He could have went right to the man's house, and in the place where they were at, he probably could have beat him to the house, and the man would have run right up into his arms. But we are living in such a barbaric, chaotic society right now as we speak. The military is about to have exercises where they're going to be knocking door to door, exercising for the upcoming civil disorder that they are putting in place, according to the Huffington Post, according to the Guardian. A bunch of news stations and newspapers are reporting these exercises that the government is doing. I'm telling you, Mike, have we lost our minds? Are we making a mess out of this world? Is it us? We're just making a mess out of it. Wouldn't you agree? And come on back in here, Mike. Oh, okay, look like we lost Mike. I'm telling you, folks, I am telling you, and people are weighing in on this thing. Mike, you still there? Okay, people are weighing in on this thing, but I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. Over in France, we saw just a couple of weeks ago where some terrorists took hostages. Then we saw it at the museum. We got Yemen going crazy. We got ISIS telling folks here on our own ground to sit back and to start blowing up national attractions. And these fools are actually doing it. Now, I'm not making this up. You see it every day on your mainstream media. I just happen to be that one that will sit back and put it to you in a blunt and formatic way that ain't that pretty. Because I'm telling you, it is something in the air that does not smell clean, and we are destroying the world, and the world is starting to fight back. You wonder why so many potholes. You wonder why California is in a drought. You wonder why the East Coast was hit with so much cold weather along with the Midwest. Hey, the earth knows how to protect herself. She is going to take God because we have been stripping her, we have been robbing her, and we have been neglecting our main function, our main job, to care for the earth. We don't want to care for the earth. Look, let me tell you something. I don't expect peace all over the world. When I see peace, I'm looking for the Antichrist, because that's what the books say. That's what I believe. I'm in overtime right now. So you're going to have to sit back. Mike is on board. I'm going to get back to him in just a second. But let me tell you what we're doing. We better open our eyes while we're sitting back, putting all this emphasis into empire, power. We're watching all the Real Housewives of this, that, and the other while we're sitting back so gung-ho over all of these nonsensical shows of drama. We need to sit back and find out what is seriously happening around the world. I was sitting back just looking at a documentary, because I watch C-SPAN, Al Jazeera. I watch stuff like that. I done took my TV completely off of this mainstream mess. No Jerry Springer in my house. No doggone Maury. None of that junk. I don't want to see them fools. Because this is the stuff that we are feeding our kids, and that's why we got kids that are 13 years old going into restaurants, killing up their brothers, and then turning the guns on themselves. That's crazy. That's crazy. Over some food. Is this the mentality that you want your kids to sit back and have? This is Open Talk with Les Jackson. I'm Les Jackson. Mike, are you still there? Okay, Mike Banks, he's sitting back in the bullpen warming up. I know he's warming up. We only got a few more minutes left. Like I say, it's gotten so heated up now. We're going to go back to the two-hour format in a couple of weeks here. We're just kind of wading in the water and buying time and taking care of all the business we have to take care of, because I'm telling you, it's up to us. We have to change our mindset. We have to change our psyche. Look how fast it didn't take that jury that long to convict and find that boy guilty from that Boston Marathon explosion. Oh, no. In and out, baby, in and out. But then all these cops done went free. Now we got one. They're going to make an scapegoat on him and try to please to the people. Dr. Boyce Wilkins weighs in. The massacre you never heard about, when 237 black people were murdered by whites for asking for equal rights. You can get that at, and I'm going to spell it for you. It's culture with a K. KULTRITIC.com. And it's the /.. Arcanas-blood-stain-soil-23... You look on there. You go look at that site. Just pull up the culture kinetics with a K. K for each word that should have been with a C, but it's not with a C. They spell it with a K. So it's KULTURE KRITIC. I'm telling you, it is crazy. The young man, I still ain't heard nothing else about the young man if they found hung from the tree. We're not going to hear anything about that. I'm telling you. I was sitting back just looking at the IRS, talking about all the responsibilities that the federal government is putting up on them now, and all this garbage, and talking about we the people got to pay for all this mess. See, they want us to pay, but I ain't seen no foreclosures on the White House. I ain't seen no foreclosures on the House of Representatives or on Congress. I ain't seen no foreclosures coming across the Supreme Court building, but yet we're running in $1 trillion or more, $300-400 trillion deficit. Now, where's this money coming from? I don't have it. You don't have it. And yet our kids are starving. Our educational system sucks. The jail system is all shot to hell. Policemen gone crazy. People carjacking, jacking each other. Jobs. Yes, jobs out there, but they don't pay enough to sit back. And then when somebody cries out and says, look, we need a higher wage because the cost of living is rising faster than the people can afford, they sit back and turn a deaf ear as if this is not happening. Something is wrong when we become see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. There is something badly wrong, and what it is, it's us. I made up my mind today I may join the Independent Party. Forget the Democrats and Republicans, because they all full of it. They're bamboozling us and have been bamboozling us since they wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. There is no Constitution. There is no Declaration of Independence. Those are just words put on a piece of paper and were never meant to go in the direction they're going in. I think I'm going with the Independent Party. I'm doing some research on them right now to make up my mind. Because I'm kind of liking what they're saying. Because they're the only ones that recognize that this ain't our earth. We just on loan. We're just sitting here on borrowed time trying to get through and be happy. And now we got older people can't even sit back and go sit on the porch in peace because you might have to worry about a random gun shooting or a shootout in your neighborhood. Come on, folks. Let's wake up. I got to get out of here, y'all. My time is about up, and I don't want to cut nobody off. Mike, you want to have some last words, brother? Oh, all right. Mike don't want to have no last words. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to put you on mute, Mike. You don't want to have no last words. I'm going to sum it up like this. Look, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you just like this. The time has come. The time has come for us to open our eyes and to sit back and stop being so passive. It's time for white men, black men, Chinese men, Asian, African, whatever race or denomination, nationality, whatever you want to call it. It's time to have a major national summit and quit letting these portates and all of these politicians run the show. It's time for us to demand that they sit down with us and start telling us the real deal. I'm tired of voting for folk that betray us and stab us in our back. Oh, yeah, they cut me off this morning. I'll probably be cut off again today because the time is now. The time is now. It's time for us to stand up. Where is this we the people? Next time there's a rally in your town and it make good sense, get out there. Rally with the folk. Man, I'm telling you, we got to start standing up and quit letting them pollute us with all this nonsense and garbage that they throwing off and letting and perpetrating as if it's the right thing. They're not representing me. They're not representing you. They're representing their pocket. They're representing their future. They want to build a legacy. They want to go down in history books. They don't care how it's wrote. They don't care if they say they was the craziest, maddest person on earth, just as long as they get in a book. Well, it's time for we the people get in a book. It's time in 2015 and beyond for us to sit back and say, this was the year that the people took it back. The people sat back and put their politicians in check and said, look, if you're going to sit back and represent me, you better sit back with us and have a meeting with us at least once a month and tell us, and listen to what we got to say, and then go back and tell it on the mountaintop so folks will start listening. Oh, they'll listen, because I know there's one of y'all out there right now saying, oh, they don't listen to the little man. Oh, they're going to listen, because I'm going to call pretty soon. I'm going to call for a national shutdown day. Shut it down. Don't spend. Don't buy. Don't go to work. Don't do nothing. Just sit back in your house and barbecue, play your music that you have on DVD or tape. Don't even solicit nothing of business. Shut them down. They need to listen. It's time for us to stand up and quit being so passive. Quit being so passive and acting like we don't have no power when we the ones that make the world go round. When tax time come, who they taxing? You. When everything else go down, who they coming to get it from? You. When they need labor, who do they come and get? They come and get you. They come and get me. They come and get us because we are the backbone. We're the fiber. We make the world go round. Now it's time to give us our props. I'm tired. This is Les Jackson. This has been Open Talk with Les Jackson. You can read my blog tomorrow morning. I'm going to post something to continue this discussion because I'm going to get some more facts to lay it down to you. You can catch me on WordPress. You can also catch my blogger, which will be posted right here on Facebook, Open Talk with Les Jackson. It'll be posted right here on my Boss Conductor page. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on StumbleUpon. G get glued, and everywhere else you can find my beautiful words and voice. Because I'm going to be the one crying out in the wilderness. Since can't nobody stand up, I'll take the lead. I'll stand up. It won't be the first time that people have shot me down. It won't be the last. So I got to stand up. Until tomorrow. Tomorrow we going to talk a little deeper about this thing. But I think I'm going in a different direction tomorrow because baseball season is back. I want to tell people about some benefits tomorrow. Benefits that can help you with your taxes for your houses. I want to also tell you about some things that you may not know about probate court and things that will benefit you as a community. Tomorrow is going to be Community Tuesday, and we're going to educate you. Just get out there and make it happen. I am Les Jackson. Until tomorrow, a lot of love and much peace. You can catch it if you missed it. I'm out of here, y'all.